Today we celebrate Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Today, in this special day, we celebrate what we usually celebrate during every Mass, every communion, every adoration, every Eucharistic procession, every time when we receive Jesus Christ with his body and blood to our hearts. We pray and we ask that we always can be open to receive him and always receive him with clean heart. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provision, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all those these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the 5 loaves, and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Remember something from last Sunday, the Trinity Sunday, when I was talking about our difficulties to understand the mystery of the Holy Trinity. When I was talking about God who is one, but in three persons, I was talking about how to explain that in this particular case, 1 equals 3. Today we have another mystery and another time when we more must use our faith than our reason, our understanding. Because today we celebrate the feast, the solemnity of body and blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus who comes to us in Holy Communion. Jesus who stays with us in Holy Eucharist. Jesus, God, eternal, omnipotent, but who stays with us in this piece of bread and few drops of wine. That after consecration, after the Mass, it is no more bread and wine, but Jesus Christ in his real presence. We can talk about the presence of Jesus Christ in very different ways. For example, especially after Vatican II, they focused on presence of Jesus Christ not only in the Eucharist, but also in the communion. Taking these words of Jesus, "Where two or three are gathered
in my name. I am there with them, in them. We are here gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, and Jesus is with us. And there was a conversation between two priests. One said, Jesus is not only present in the Eucharist, but in every person. The second priest said, yes, we have to reverence each person, but can I ask you a few questions? Would you worship the Eucharist? And the other priest responded, oh yes, of course. And the second priest then asked, would you worship me? Jesus is present in the priest. Jesus is present in the group of people gathered in his name. But we cannot worship human being. It would be idolatry. And Jesus is truly present in us as a community. But we do not genuflect before a crowd of people. We do, however, worship Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. And it is why when we approach the tabernacle, we genuflect or we bow. There is a difference between presence of Jesus in us, in a group of people, and presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. In the Mass, the Holy Spirit transforms the bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus. The bread and wine become Jesus Christ. For this reason, we worship the Blessed Sacrament. And this faith was present in the church practically from the beginning, from the ancient times of the Christians. Perhaps you have heard about Saint Tarsicius. He was a 12 years old boy, an altar server, serving to Mass in Rome, in the catacombs, in the time of persecution of Christianism. And the priest asked him to take the Holy Communion and go to one of the houses of one of the parishioners, because he was sick and it was his task to take this communion and bring to that house. But the priest asked him, do not show this great mystery of God to unbelievers. And when he was walking to that house, the group of boys were praying, and they needed another person to play, and they asked him, of course, to play with them. But he said, no, I can't, I have no time. But they were very curious what he has under his robe. He, thinking about, do not show the sacred mystery to unbelievers, he started to defend the Eucharist. And the boys were furious. They started to kick, to beat him, and they practically killed him. He was killed in the defense of the Eucharist, 12 years old. But we don't have to go as far as to first centuries of Christianism. During the Second World War, the priests in concentration camps, they celebrated Mass to give communion to all these prisoners. In Vietnamese prison, a priest was celebrating Mass with only small amount of bread and few drops of wine because he had no chalice. He used the palm of his hand to pour this wine and bread. If the Eucharist meant so much to these Christians, what about us? What about us, the people of this 21st century? Here in our parish, we try to do what is possible to make our celebrations great and beautiful. We have nice clean church, we have nice music, we have good readers, we have altar servers, and I hope that my homilies, they are not penance for you. But whatever we do, however we try to make it beautiful and nice, we are not doing this only for you. The first and most important purpose is to worship God. We know whom we have with us. We know why we are here. Of course, we should be friendly, but we always need to keep in mind that the purpose of this Mass, in every Mass, is to worship our Savior, our Maker, the one who gives us his very self under the form of bread and wine. St. Augustine said, "No one eats this flesh unless he first adores it." I encourage you to worship Jesus every time when you can, especially during Mass, when you receive Holy Communion, when you kneel down at the moment of consecration. Some people, I know this from different parishes, they used to say, or before Communion, or during the consecration, the words, "My Lord and my God." Maybe we don't have to say this aloud, but maybe each of us, we can say this in the silence of our hearts, "My Lord and my God," when we receive Jesus Christ, or when we see him changing this bread and wine to his body and blood. Sometimes we can hear this question, especially from kids, that kids ask parents, "Why I have to go to Mass?" And the response is, the answer is very simple: to worship and to receive Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Remember that the purpose of our life is not to gain $1 million or to make a name for ourselves. These things are good, of course, but the main purpose of our life is to save ourselves. And we are saving ourselves when we worship Jesus Christ, the Blessed Sacrament, his real presence between us. We give thanks today for this presence and for this possibility of receiving him whenever we are here.